إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد My dear brothers and sisters, we are talking about the critical need for change in the Ummah, and I listed four things that I believe are required for this change to happen. The first is the ability to look at ourselves critically. The second one is the ability to accept the need for radical change. The third one is the willingness to invest time, emotion, energy and resources in that change. And the fourth one is the willingness to stay with the change process until the change happens, no matter how long that takes. So I have explained the first one, and we are on the second one, which is ability to accept the need for radical change. I want to draw your attention to two words in this. One is the need, and second one is radical or radical change. Now, there are different levels of need. The issue is how aware are we of this need? How critical do we think the need is? Because it's like, for example, to illustrate, if you need food, right, you're hungry. There's some level of hunger. Now, if you are hungry all day, like we are going to be inshallah, in a couple of weeks from now in Ramadan, then at the end of that, at the time of iftar, the level of hunger is much higher than the level of hunger, say, around lunchtime on a normal day, when you already had breakfast. But compare this need for food to the need for air if you are drowning. Somebody holds your head under water. How long can you sustain that? And what will be the level of your desperation after a few seconds passes? Most people can't hold their breath for more than 30 seconds. Those who can hold their breath for about a minute are almost, you can count them on the fingers of one hand. So even if you are among those few, after about a minute, you will be thrashing around, you will be ready to kill to save yourself. Now, when I am saying need for change in the Ummah, I don't think there is a single Muslim alive who will dispute that point, right? Irrespective of where he or she lives or what the case might be. I think every single Muslim on the face of the earth will say, yes, we need change. The question is, then why is change not happening? Because it has to do with the urgency of that change. How much do you think change is required? And that's why I said two words: critical need for change and radical change. What kind of change? So first, before we go to radical change, let's stay on critical need for a couple of minutes more. So critical need, is it a critical need? Is it a need as in nice to do, nice to have? If I have, well and good. If I don't have, also I can live with it. Is it that kind of, is that that level of need? Or is it need where you say that this is a matter of life and death? It's a matter of survival or annihilation. If we do not change ourselves, then the entire nature of our existence will change for the worse. I'm not saying we will be annihilated. I don't think we'll be annihilated. Inshallah, Allah protects us. But merely surviving, is not anything. Merely surviving is not a goal. Right? I mean, we have people like this today. May Allah save them and protect them. The Rohingyas in Burma, for example, they are surviving. I mean, they have not been eliminated. They have not been annihilated. But is that survival? I mean, is that a goal? Do you and I want to survive like that? So the question is, it's not just a matter of survival. Just that your breathing doesn't make any difference. The question is, what is the nature of that survival? So if we want to remain intact and we want to preserve our integrity as a great nation, alhamdulillah, which we are, what do we need to do? What do we need to do? Nobody will also dispute the fact that in terms of our greatness, in terms of our significance in the world, in terms of our global influence, there has been a continuous and progressive decline from at least for the last 300 years. So we are talking about the 21st century, we are looking, saying from about the 17th century or the 18th century onwards, there has been a significant and progressive decline in our importance in the world, in our influence in the world, and so on and so forth. So this decline, and it continues, and it seems to be also accelerating over the time. It was slower in the beginning, it seems to be more and more rapid as we go along. Also, what seems to be happening is, simultaneously, perhaps paradoxically, I may be wrong in this claim, but I think there is some truth in it, if I can say that, number one, that the number of Muslims has increased between the 18th century and the 21st century. The number of Muslims on the earth has increased, and increased significantly. And a lot of that increase has to do with conversions, with people coming to Islam. It's not because we just make more babies than anybody else. That's not even true, right? It's what is a reality is that far more people have come to Islam in these last, say, 100 years or so, than the people who came to Islam earlier. So there has been a significant increase in the number of Muslims. There has been a significant increase in the spread of Islam in the world. Recently, I think it was last Ramadan or so, they opened the largest mosque, masjid in Europe, which was in Russia, in Moscow. And Putin, I think he inaugurated it, and so on and so on. And the pictures of that Eid Salah, all of us saw. You know, the masjid filled up, the streets of Moscow filled up. No one ever imagined that there were that many Muslims in Russia, of all places. Well, there has been a, through the communist revolution, there was a systematic, brutal attempt to wipe out Islam and every trace of Islam. Despite that, alhamdulillah, Islam is well and strong. So there is that one side of it, which is the largest number of Muslims we have ever had. But at the same time, also a very rapid decline in our significance and our influence as a people. So these seem to be paradoxical things. The question to ask is why? Second thing is, as I said, people accept the need for change, but how critical do we think that change is? I'm saying this again and again because this has a direct relation to the next point, which is how much effort are you and I willing to make to bring about the change? Right? So if I tell you that if you are feeling a bit hungry, and I say, well, you know, come to my house, I'll give you a wonderful meal. I say, where is your house? They say, my house is in Vikarabad, you know, to drive 70 kilometers. So I say, no, boss, thank you very much for your hospitality, but I'm not that hungry, you know. I'm not driving 100 kilometers to go and eat some free food, no way. So the issue is, how much effort do you want to make? And that effort depends on the urgency of the need. How much pain is it giving you? The second thing I mentioned today, second word, was the issue of radical change. I seriously believe that the time for incremental change is over. Today is the time for radical change. And radical change, by definition, is painful. Even incremental change is painful. I mean, it's not as if, you know, the other day we had an amusing incident where we were in Africa, and one of my friends was with me. He changed the mounting of on my lens. Ibrahim, I changed the mounting on the lens. I usually hold the clasp of the net or the mount which goes onto the tripod. I hold it, I keep it on in one position. Ibrahim Bhai changed it, he put it down, and he said it's easier to mount on a tripod. Now I said thank you very much, and after about two minutes I changed it back to where it was originally, because it's just a matter of, you know, I'm used to holding it in a certain way, so it's more comfortable that way. And Hatmarana Salman Saab Nadvi Daan Barkatum, who was with us on this whole trip, he said to me, he said, ke dekha, murshid ko kitni mushkil hoti hai isla karne mein.
He said, "Mauka milte phir wapas chale gaye apni jagah." I said, that is so true. He said, did you realize how difficult it is for the Murshid to make Islah? Because even though you know it is good, you went back to your original position, which is more comfortable. And I think this is a very good learning in terms of our own Islah, our own correction. Where the tendency is to go back to the norm, whatever the norm is. But growth comes from leaving that norm. So any change, whatever the change is almost by definition painful. Change is beneficial. There's no denying that fact. But to do that change is painful. I don't mean painful in a physical sense, but I mean it's painful in the sense that, you know, you're not used to it. It's a new thing and so on. So it takes some time to get used to it. But if you don't stay through that period of pain, the circle of pain, then the change will never happen. The change will not happen. So it is, if you want change to happen, you have to be prepared mentally that this is going to be painful and that we need to stick through that. Now, I am talking about any change, but here in the case of ourselves as Muslims, the issue is not just change, it is absolutely radical change. We quite literally need to change practically everything about ourselves except our aqidah. And in some cases, even the aqidah needs to be changed because our aqidah is so colorful that we need to bring it back to reality in many cases. So every single thing about us has to change. The way we live has to change. The way we deal with each other has to change. Especially how we deal with each other in matters of conflict has to change. Right? Our aqidah, what we believe in terms of tawheed, if there is a need to change that, removing all shirk and bidat from our aqaid, this needs to change. Our way of life has to change in terms of what we do in the name of culture and so on. All kinds of khurafat, all kinds of israf, all kinds of ostentatious spending and living, all of this has to change. Our focus, just simple question of saying how much do we read? We have to read more. If I simply ask a question and say, how many books did you read in the last 3 months? What's the answer? How is it that we are talking about changing the world when we don't even know how to read? How is this going to happen? How is this world going to change? Right? So we have no perspective, we have no reading, no knowledge. How we earn our living has to change. Somebody made a comment the other day, Muslims are more concerned about eating halal than about earning halal. I think it's a painful comment, but it's true. I'm not saying we should not be worried about eating halal. We should be worried about eating halal. That also is extremely important. But what about haram earnings? That is at least equally important, if not more. You can't say I'm buying halal food with haram money. So all of this stuff has to change. And that's why, again, I'm not making a whole list of, you know more than me, what needs to change, but we need to be prepared for radical change. So critical change and radical change. These are the two things that I believe we need to get our minds around and get prepared for, which means get prepared to take the pain, not because we like pain, nobody likes pain, but because we are focused on the benefit that will come from taking this pain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the rules of physics, and the same rules apply to everyone and everything else in life. If you want success, Allah made the rules. If you take the pain, you get success. It's as simple as that. There's no mystery and magic behind it. And the vice versa is equally true. If you don't take the pain, you won't get success. So we seem to, all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran are all conditional. If you do this, you get that. If you do this, you get that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never said, don't do anything, but you will still get it. No. So the same rule applies to everyone. So that's why I remind myself and you, let us get prepared to be mentally prepared and then get physically prepared to bring about changes in our lives. And all of what I have said does not, when I say Ummah, it does not apply to everybody else. It applies first and foremost to myself. Me, myself, my family, my circle of influence, and then inshallah that increases to cover everybody else. So the first person who needs to change is myself. The first family that needs to change is my family. The first house or home that needs to change is my home. The first organization that needs to change is my organization, and so on. So let us look at it from that perspective and bring about the change. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help and for His mercy. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.